This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Nokomis wins the tap, and they will get it first. Man-to-man for Arcola. Bruder up top with Mason Stewart. On the wing to Tassetti. Sabal is posted, right block, draws a crowd, rises up, off the window, spun out. Rebound tapped around, kept alive by Bruder. Good work by Isaiah there on the glass as Nokomis will reset. Wright works the baseline. He has it now in the corner. Trevor into the triple threat position. Steps back, rises, left it short from 15. Rebound to Stewart. Poked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with Nokomis. 7:22 for the opening quarter. Nokomis a couple of offensive rebounds already. Inbound pass to Tossetti. Misses the three ball. And Arcola clears the rebound with Garza. Kevin Garza leaves it at the foul line for Hugo Garza and turned over. Here comes Stewart to Wright, back to Stewart for the bucket. Mason Stewart has the game's first field goal, and now he deflects it out of bounds. It'll stay with Arcola as Nokomis sets up the ball press. The Purple Riders, that is a solid nickname. Tassetti on the point of the ball press, and he goes to Hugo Garza, off to Devon Franco. They come across the timeline with the pass to Franco. He brings it between the circles. Bounce pass across the floor to Byard. Back to Franco into the hands of Kevin Garza. Right side now, little ball fake from Byard. Trapped, gets it away. In the left corner it goes to Hugo Garza. Bounced it once, picked it up, and threw it away. He was trapped in the corner, had nowhere to go. Second turnover on Arcola. When you haven't faced the pressure of Nokomis, it can be a little unsettling, especially at the outset. 6:25 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leading 2-0. They have the basketball. Tassetti in the right corner gets a screen from Sabal. Now he leaves it for Carter. Kicks it. Stewart, top of the key three, almost banked it in. And the rebound to the floor picked up by Arcola and Franco. Long lead pass down to Byard, stripped on the way up. It is off of Nokomis. It'll stay with the Purple Riders. Baseline trigger, Sabal to guard the inbounder. Bad pass stolen by Tassetti, the third. Arcola turnover. Alex leads for Stewart. Nice little ball fake up and in. Off the window from the right side. 4 points for Stewart. And Sabal onto the point of the ball press. As Arcola threw it to Hugo Garza, who stepped back out of bounds, then returned the pass to Von Franco. He handles at the top of the key. Leads for Kevin Garza. Left wing to Hugo Garza. Bounce pass to Kevin Garza. In the right corner to Byard. He tried to slip pass. No one was there, but it was kicked by Nokomis. Arcola fortunate there. He tried to pass it through two white jerseys, and had Nokomis not kicked the ball, it would have gone out of bounds. And Arcola wants a timeout. 5:41 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leads the Purple Riders 4-0. You're listening to the 1A Regional Semifinal from Neoga on WSMI. Coming up next, it'll be Southwestern Regional Semifinal playing Class 2A as Staunton takes on Alton Marquette. That broadcast next. Here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Arcola with the baseline trigger all the way out to midcourt it goes to Kevin Garza. They try to feed the high post to Miles Roberts, tipped and stolen. Fourth turnover on Arcola already. We haven't even played 3 minutes. Tassetti will take his time into the front court. Trevor Wright on the wing. Gets a screen from Bruder. That was cut off nicely. Stewart now thought about the deep three. Instead, on the deck, attacks the 10, layup good. All 6 points for Mason Stewart attacking the rim, and it's 6-0. Again, Arcola throws it into Hugo Garza, who stepped out of bounds to take the pass. Gets it away to Franco. He almost fell down, got it back to Garza. Now across the timeline with Kevin Garza. Down to Roberts, and he traveled. The pressure has Arcola flustered right now. They've turned it over every time they've had the basketball. They will set up a little full court pressure now. Wright gets it in. Near corner to Alex Tassetti. Behind the back bounce, sheds his defender, comes into the front court. Alex leaves it out for Trevor Wright on that volleyball spike line. High post to Sabal. Carter rises up, deflected away, got it off the backboard, and a foul on the rebound going on Nokomis. Arcola got a hand on that basketball as Sabal was rising up. He was still able to muscle it and get it off the rim. And then the foul on Nokomis's Trevor Wright. Full court pressure in the backcourt with Kevin Garza. Off to Hugo Garza. Hugo, middle of the floor, still in the backcourt, and they have to take another timeout due to the Purple Riders. They were in danger of a 10-second count. We'll keep it right here on WSMI FM 106. The winner of this game will play in the regional final Friday night at 7 o'clock. If Nokomis is there, WSMI will be right here. That'll be our second live broadcast Friday night, as we will be at the state tournament at Redbird Arena for Hillsboro and Chicago Marshall, as the Lady Toppers have been on one magical ride this postseason. They beat Southwestern at Southwestern in the regional final. That triple overtime thriller against Pleasant Plains in the sectional semis at Hillsboro. Then they knocked off Greenville in the sectional final, the only team to beat Greenville all year, and Hillsboro did it twice. And then a wire-to-wire victory last night against Midwest Central in the super sectional, as Hillsboro came out knocking down shots early. Kylie Meyer, Aubrey Rupert. They scored 18 of the 20 points in the first quarter with Meyer, Rupert, and Scroggins. All right, picks the pocket clean of Franco. Now leaves back for Tassetti. Heart of the lane, yes, for Alex Tassetti. 8-0 Nokomis. 6 turnovers for Arcola. And that was a violation, I think. Or do we have a foul? No foul. .415 for the first quarter. Oh, I think they're going to – it was a warning on Nokomis for touching the Arcola initial inbounder as he tossed it to Hugo Garza. That is thrown right to Alex Tassetti. He rises up, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Bruder. This game is all Nokomis right now. Going to be a long night for Arcola if this continues. They have 7 turnovers. Have not scored. Halfway through the opening 8 minutes. Right on the wing, up top to Bruder, on the block to Stewart. Mason, nice little ball fake, turns the corner, got bodied, down to his knees, kicks it out to Bruder. Right in the corner, dribble drive, off the window, missed it. Oh, Sobel comes flying in for the rebound, missed it. Gets it back, rises up, missed it. And the rebound is poked away from Hugo Garza by Wright, but it is off of Trevor, and it will belong to Arcola. Nokomis relentless right now on the offensive boards. Full court pressure. Arcola trying to get across the timeline. That has been a chore in and of itself. Beyer still in the backcourt. Hesitation bounce. Now he comes into the front court. In the corner it goes to Hugo Garza. He is trapped immediately in trouble, stolen by Tassetti. Out on the wing, Alex. Long passes will not work against Nokomis' vaunted 1-2-2. Sobel, middle of the lane, kicks to Bruder. 18-footer for Isaiah, off the heel too strong. And the rebound is off of Mason Stewart. He came flying in very aggressively and knocked it away from Byard. It'll stay, or go, I should say, with the Purple Riders. Drew Johnson will check in, a 6'2 senior, replacing Isaiah Bruder. 8-0, Nokomis leads, 3:09 for the opening quarter. Arcola has as many turnovers as Nokomis has points. That pass is tipped, and Johnson picks it up. Now they have more turnovers than Nokomis has points. I don't think they've gotten a shot on the rim yet. 2:50 first quarter. Tassetti takes his time into the front court. Alex crossing over on Kevin Garza. Dribble handoff to right. Trevor kicks it. Stewart, corner three, missed it. And the rebound down to Arcola and Hugo Garza. Long outlet pass to Byard, off the window. Count it and the foul. They threw over the top of the pressure that time. And finally on the board at the 2:35 mark. The foul on Mason Stewart is his first. They turned it over 9 times before their first bucket. And Byard completes the old-fashioned 3-point play. Bruder back in, Johnson out for Nokomis. Arcola will set up full court pressure. Wright gets it into Sobel, middle of the lane. Yoga plays in the National Trail Conference, so they've got red painted lanes here, and then big NTC block letters with National Trail Conference right below the foul line in the middle of the lane. Smaller gym here, 7 rows of bleachers on both sides. They run in line to in line. No seating on the baselines. Sobel spins, threw it away, raced to the ball, and what are we going to have, a foul on Mason Stewart as he cut off Caleb Byer. That'll be the second on Stewart, third team foul on Nokomis. Steve Kimbrough didn't like that call. That was a loose ball, both players going for it. And they're going to say Stewart bumped Byard, which he did, but sometimes in that situation when the ball is loose, let him play on. That got Steve Kimbrough off the bench in a hurry. Not hard to tell when Steve Kimbrough is not happy. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. 8-3, Nokomis leads. Yvonne Franco, skip pass to Hugo Garza, baseline jump shot, missed it, and the rebound down to Sobel. Into the hands of Tassetti. Alex comes into the front court, 105 seconds opening quarter. Left wing with Mason Stewart. Mason, top of the key to Bruder. Isaiah left alone, he'll fire the three, missed it badly, and the rebound down to Arcola and Miles Roberts. Quick outlet to Byard. He goes right at the chest of Bruder. Good job by Isaiah to go straight up. Rebound out to Nokomis. Trevor Wright down the heart of the lane. Stripped away and stolen. Now Arcola headed the other way. Fast break. Yvonne Franco rejected by Mason Stewart. Picked back up by Byard. He lays it up and in. Five for Byard after the sensational rejection from Mason Stewart. He was up by the rim for the denial. All of a sudden, five unanswered for Arcola. Final minute, first quarter. 8-5, Nokomis leads with the basketball. Down to the block to Sobel. Carter, contact, and he's fouled. Two free throws for Carter. He takes so much contact when he gets his low post touches. The foul on Arcola is their first team foul. They will whistle Miles Roberts for it. 54.3 seconds for the quarter. Carter's free throw is good, his first point of the night. Wearing a small ankle brace on his right ankle. Tweaked it in the final 2 minutes of practice. He was limping around a little bit. Doesn't appear to be anything too serious at all as he knocks down both free throws. Coach Kimbrough certainly wasn't concerned about it. 10-5. Nokomis leads. Dangerous pass tipped by Bruder, but it'll stay with Arcola. Isaiah hesitated for a moment. Without the hesitation, he would have had a clean steal. With the hesitation, he just deflected it out of bounds. Jim, a little more than half full here tonight. Nokomis has brought a nice contingent of fans considering the length of the trip. Steve Kimbrough told me before the ball game they passed Windsor Stoustross' bus on their way to Edinburgh. So that's an interesting little detail. Long trip for Nokomis over here to Nyoga. Miles Roberts is fouled. As they're going to say, Bruder came over the top of him there. First on Bruder, fourth on Nokomis. Free throws for Miles Roberts and Arcola. There's always one team that has to travel farther than the other teams. In most years, Nokomis seems to be that team in 1A. Free throw good for Roberts. Comas can win this regional. They'll be off to the Altamont sectional. They lost the regional final at Altamont a couple years ago. That free throw hits a lot of the iron and kicks off. That's a neat gymnasium over at Altamont. 35 seconds, first quarter, a four-point lead for Nokomis. Wright handles out front, leaves for Evan Herbstreet, who's checked in, the 5'10 sophomore. Top of the key to Bruder. Wright, ball fakes the three on the left baseline. Now he pulls it out. Into the hands of Tassetti between the circles. He directs some traffic. Wright comes and gets the basketball. 15 seconds for the first quarter. Nokomis holding for the final shot. Into the hands of Tassetti. Right back to Trevor. Wright attacks left side. And we have a foul on Arcola. Away from the ball. They will get Yvonne Franco. 3.8 seconds for the quarter. Alec Downs has checked in, a 6-foot senior for Arcola. Austin Hopkins will check in, a 5'8 junior, along with Jacob Butler, a 6'1 junior. Wright will throw it in on the baseline into Tassetti. He slipped on the catch. In trouble, has to just throw it up desperation style as the clock runs down and it's no good. Nakoma scored the first eight. Arcola closes on a mini run after one quarter. Nakoma's 10, Arcola 5. You're listening to the 1A regional semifinal from Nioga on WSMI. Welcome back to Nioga. 4-point lead for Nakoma's 10-6 after they led 8-0. Arcola gets the basketball to start the second quarter. On the left wing with Byard. Into the hands of Ben Crane, who checked in at the quarter. He has it in the right corner. Dangerous pass stolen by Trevor Wright. Wright goes behind the back, winds up left side, left-hand layup good for Trevor. Nifty move for Wright. His first bucket, and here comes the full-court pressure. It has given Arcola trouble. They've turned it over 10 times. Crane on the left wing. He is trapped. That pass is tipped, stolen, picked up by Bruder on the baseline. Into the hands of Sobel. He'll give it off to Herbstreit, who will slow it up. Flashes four fingers on the left hand. Wright on the left wing. Drives baseline. Cut off. Finds Sobel. Three ball. Yes, for Carter Sobel off the left side of the key. Five for Carter. His first field goal. And it's 15-6 Nokomis. 7 minutes for the first half. Franco in the backcourt. Bounce pass into the front court to Hugo Garza. Leaves it for Byard. Caleb drives baseline, floats it up, missed it. Rebound to Hugo Garza, and he's fouled with free throws on the way for the 6'2 junior. Fifth team foul on Nokomis. 6:49 for the first half, and that foul goes on Sobel, his first. Hugo Garza has not scored tonight. Toss is off the mark. Arcola now 2 of 4 from the foul line. Substitution for the Purple Riders. Kevin Garza returns to the action, replacing Ben Crane. Second free throw for Hugo is good. He gets one out of two. Makes it 15-7 Nokomis, 6:45 for the first half. Tassetti into the front court. Bouncing out at the volleyball spike line. He backs up towards midcourt now. Man-to-man for Arcola. Sobel on the right wing. Carter high above his head and surveys. He'll leave it back for Trevor Wright. Right side of the key. Trevor crosses over, gets to the rim. Tough shot. Missed it. Tipped by Sobel, but Carter went over the back. That is his second foul. Sixth team foul. The foul's mounting up a little bit here for Nokomis. Two on Sobel, two on Stewart. One apiece on Bruder and Wright. Tassetti, the only starter without a foul. 6:15 first half. Kevin Garza into the front court underneath the hoop. Gets it off to Hugo Garza. Top of the key to Ivan Franco. Here's a three buried for Kevin Garza off the right wing. His first bucket makes it 15-10 Nokomis. 6 minutes for the first half. Herbstreit walks it across the timeline. The sophomore works right side all the way to the rim. Out of control, and he's called for traveling. Second, Nokomis turnover. Mason Stewart at the table. He will replace Sobel, who will sit after picking up that second foul. Arcola has settled in a little bit here. They did not handle the pressure well early. They had nine turnovers before they had a point. Now they've outscored Nokomis 10-7 since that 8-0 started. Now that pass is absolutely airmailed out of bounds from midcourt all the way out of bounds on the baseline on the south end. Turnover number 12. Those are the types of turnovers you cannot have if you want to hang with Nokomis. Alex Tassetti will bring it into the front court. Out front now leaves it for Herbstreit on the right wing. Top of the key to Bruder. Left wing to Tassetti. Stewart will set a cross screen, but Wright does not go. Now Stewart top of the key. On the right wing with Herbstreit. No Sobel on the floor right now for Nokomis. Different looking team when Carter's not on the floor. Herbstreit between the circles, left wing to Mason Stewart. Feeds the block to Wright. Leaves it for Tassetti. Fades away, heart of the lane, rattles out. Rebound down to Hugo Garza. Long pass in the front court. Nice catch by Roberts off the window. It's good. That was about a 70-foot pass in the air to Miles Roberts. He has 3 points. And it's a one-possession game, 15-12. McComas with the lead and the ball. 4:35, first half. Herbstreit in the left corner. Feeds the block to Bruder. Isaiah rises up, left it short. He was fouled. Hit on the release. Two free throws for Bruder. Just the third team foul on Arcola. And the personal foul will go on Hugo Garza, his first. Bruder at the line, toss good. Isaiah's first point tonight. Coming up next, Staunton and Alton Marquette from the 2A Southwestern Regional. Bruder's second free throw, good. Two for Bruder. 17-12, Nokomis. Arcola gets it in to Kevin Garza. Nice bounce pass to Byard. Attacks off the window. It's good. 7 points for Caleb Byard. That's how you want to attack the pressure. Quickly and towards the rim. Stewart. Some fancy dribbling in the backcourt. Down on the block to Wright. Trevor rises up. Off the window. It's good for Trevor Wright. 4 for Trevor. 5-point lead for Nokomis. Long pass in the front court. Byard rises up from 18. Missed it. Rebound is off of Arcola. It'll belong to Nokomis. Halfway through the second quarter. 19-14, Skins lead facing the full court pressure. Herbstreit gets it into Tassetti, moving into the front court. Now Alex slows it up, looks to the bench for the play call. He'll bring it back between the circles now. It's a 1-4 low stack. Herbstreit down to Wright off the left side. Trevor muscles it up and in. 6 for Wright, all in the quarter. A 7-point lead for Nokomis, 21-14. Kevin Garza works baseline. Underneath the hoop, kicks to Byard. Open three, canned it. Caleb Byard, all of a sudden he has 10 points, and the lead is 4 for Nokomis, 21-17. 3:20, first half. Took Arcola a while to get settled into the ball game, but they are now, and they're knocking down shots and taking better care of the basketball. Just 3 turnovers since about the first 4 minutes of the game. They had 8 turnovers, and Nokomis had 8 points. It's now 21-17. Wright attacks, leaves it to Stewart off the window. It's good. Nice take that time from Trevor Wright as the defense collapsed, and he found a wide-open teammate. 23-17 Nokomis, 2:45 first half. Out front between the circles with Franco. Right wing to Kevin Garza. Back to Franco, tees up the 3, rimmed it, and the rebound down to Trevor Wright. Off to Mason Stewart. 2.5 minutes for the first half of play. Nokomis led 8-0. It was 10-6 after one. It's now 23-17. Nokomis has actually extended the lead. It just doesn't feel like it in the second quarter. Wright attacks. Bounce pass across the floor. Stewart for 3. Too strong. Rebound, though, belongs to Tassetti. Just snatched it right away from Kevin Garza. Then Tassetti quickly out towards midcourt. Leaves for Stewart. Underneath Herbstreit, off the window, it's good. Good movement without the basketball for Evan Herbstreit, and a nice find by Mason Stewart. Bruder deflects the ball away, took a forearm across the face, gets it off to Stewart, who has his pocket picked by Kevin Garza. Here come the Purple Riders the other way, off to Byard, who banks it off the glass. He has a dozen. 100 seconds, first half. 25-19, Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Well, if Nokomis thought it was going to be easy after the start, they have been brought back to reality here as Arcola playing much better. It took them a while to get adjusted to that pressure. Now that they have, they are going quickly and getting some easy buckets off of it. Dangerous pass. Herbstreit came and met the basketball nicely to save possession. Stewart drives baseline. Nice shovel pass to Wright. Trevor spins. He's in trouble. Tough angle. Missed the shot. And on the rebound off of Arcola, it'll be Nokomis' ball. Saba will check back in, Herbstreit out. Carter with those 2 fouls. 66 seconds for the first half. They will lob into Carter. Gives to Tassetti in the left corner to Wright. Trevor feeds the left block to Saba. Deep position, count it, and the foul for Carter Saba. Nice drop step towards the baseline. Carter with seven with 57.9 seconds for the first half. 25-19, Nokomis leading. Drew Johnson at the table. He'll probably check in for Sobel if he makes this free throw. After the bucket, it's 27-19. Now for the old-fashioned three. Got it. Eight for Carter. Makes it 28-19. Sobel out. Drew Johnson back in for Nokomis. Alec Downs checks in for Arcolas. Hugo Garzo will take a seat. Franco across the floor to Garza. Back to Franco. In the front court, off to Alec Downs. Right side of the key to Kevin Garza. Back to Franco. Into the hands of Downs. They swing it right side with Kevin Garza. In the corner to Byard, quickly doubled. Here's Franco, left side of the key. Back to Garza, 35 seconds for the half. Alec Downs feeds the post to Miles Roberts. Goes right at Johnson, off the heel and down for Miles Roberts. He has five. And the lead is seven for Nokomis. Clock running, 20 seconds first half. Trevor Wright out near midcourt. Nokomis will hold for the final shot. 10 seconds for the half. 28-21, Skins lead. Will they get a good look here at the end of the quarter? 5 seconds at the volleyball spike line. 3 seconds to Setti. Ball fake with one. Step back three at the horn. Air ball. They did not get a good look. We have reached halftime of this 1A regional semifinal at Neoga. After two quarters, it is Nokomis 28, Arcola 21. We'll come back to Neoga High School in 30 seconds. Friday night, the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers will play in the 2A state tournament at Redbird Arena. They will face powerhouse Chicago Marshall, semifinal number one, 5:30 tip. We'll be on the air around 5:15 Friday night on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. And to get you set for Hillsborough State semifinal, we will have a replay of their road to Redbird Arena, both sectional victories, the triple overtime game against Plains, the great sectional final against Greenville, and then last night's super sectional win over Midwest Central. We'll bring all three broadcasts to you again Thursday night starting at 6:30. Here on FM 106. It will be a lot of fun coming this week. And, of course, Sammy Matus, she will shoot in the three-point contest up at Redbird Arena on Thursday. And Emily Cesaretti of Nokomis advance in the 1A three-point showdown. And that's always a fun night on Thursday when they have all the state qualifiers there shooting at Redbird Arena. They use both ends of the gym, and they roll through those three-point shooters. And of course, the top four advanced to shoot at the state tournament over the weekend. Nokomis will get the basketball to start the third quarter. They lead 28-21. It doesn't feel like they lead by as many as seven. Feels closer. See if the Skins can put the pedal to the metal here in the first opening minutes. On the right wing, Masabal. Sobel, Stewart, right to Setti and Bruder. Mason Stewart on the right wing. Bounces it a couple times with the left hand off to Setti. Into the hands of Wright. He wants the three ball. Yes, out of the left corner for Trevor Wright. Good start to the half. Trevor now with 9 points and full court pressure from Nokomis. Alec Downs all the way to the rim. Wild layup, missed it. Rebound is off of Sobel. It'll stay with Arcola. 7:24 for the third quarter. Caleb Byard will throw it in, the 6-foot senior. Gets it in the left corner to Hugo Garza. Up top to Downs. Off to Franco. Right wing to Byard. Back to Yvonne Franco. Into the hands now of Kevin Garza. Downs pass to Byard on the right wing. Nokomis in the 1-2-2. Out front with Byard at the volleyball spike line. He leaves it for Franco. Back to Byard. 6:55, third quarter. Arcola showing the patience here against the zone. Trying to work the ball for a good shot right now, just passing it around the perimeter. Thomas has that covered easily. Now they feed the post. Triple team, kick out to Garza in the corner to Byard. Drives the baseline. Nice slip pass to Roberts. He will rise up and knock it down from about 8 feet. Miles Roberts with seven. That was a good, patient possession for the Purple Riders. Mason Stewart comes into the front court. Leaves it off for Tassetti. 31-23, Nokomis leads. They have not trailed tonight after jumping out to an 8-0 lead. Cola got it down to four at one point in the second quarter. Sabo, tough shot, spins, misses it. Offensive rebound, Bruder lost it, gets it back, rejected by Roberts, pulled down underneath by Byard. Here comes Arcola. Kevin Garza on the left wing. Top of the key to Byard. Ball fakes the three. Draws a crowd. Top of the key to Garza. They swing it. One dribble pull up. Franco missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Hugo Garza. Rejected by Bruder. And then Wright's on the baseline. It'll belong to Arcola with 5:44 for the third quarter. 31-23. Nokomis leading. Byard in the near corner to Hugo Garza. Off to Franco, back to Byard. Open, 4-3. Missed it. And the rebound belongs to Mason Stewart for Nokomis. Stewart picks up the dribble, now feeds the right block to Sobel. Carter spins baseline, powers it up. Oh, he missed it. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound, though, to Trevor Wright. Rejected by Byard and fouled. First foul of the half on Arcola. Will send Trevor Wright to the free throw line. For Trevor tonight, he has 9 points. That leads all Nokomis scores. Caleb Byard, the leading scorer in the ballgame for Arcola. He has a dozen. Wright's free throw off the heel, too strong. Stays 31-23 Nokomis. As Wright will get his second free throw. Trevor actually jumps a little bit on his foul shots. That free throw good. You don't see that much at the varsity level anymore. Whatever you're comfortable with, though, as long as it goes in. Miles Roberts rises up hard of the or just outside the lane and knocks it down with a soft touch. 9 for Miles Roberts off the baseline. 32-25 Nokomis. Tassetti in the backcourt called for a travel. Fourth Nokomis turnover. Kevin Garza was right in his hip pocket, and Alex got caught with the palm. At midcourt, Arcola will throw it in. Off to Franco. Into the hands of Kevin Garza. Back between the circles to Yvonne Franco. On the block to Roberts. Kicks to Garza. They swing to Hugo. Garza for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Bruder. Outlet to Tassetti. Alex takes his time in the front court. Leaves for Wright. Trevor Wright gets all the way to the rim. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound. Sobel off of his hands. Saved by Wright. Wright to Carter. Back into the hands of Trevor. He lost the handle again. Somehow got it away to Tassetti. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Alex Tassetti out at the volleyball spike line. High above his head. Now he checks the bench for direction. Between his legs. Out near midcourt. Works right side. Feeds right on the baseline. He will jab step. Now rises up from 18. Missed it. Stewart has the rebound off of his hand. And then it was last touched by Arcola. 4:16, third quarter. Nokomis ball on the baseline. Trevor Wright. Looking. Sobel stripped on the way up. Picked up off the floor by Garza. Fifth Nokomis turnover. Here comes Byard. Leaves it for Franco. He drives the baseline. Tried to shovel past the Hugo Garza. Turned over. 14th Arcola turnover. Halfway through the third quarter. 32-25 Nokomis. They have not trailed tonight, but Arcola is hanging tough after they got down 8-0 to start. They're down just 7 now. Sobel stripped on the way up, and he goes right to Tassetti. Leaves it off for Stewart. Arcola very scrappy defensively. Stewart for three out of the corner, missed it too strong. Rebound to Bruder, but he's over the back. Second personal on Isaiah Bruder. First personal of the half on Nokomis. Nokomis starting to get a little bit frustrated, it looks like. The game started so smoothly for him, but it's been a challenge since. Arcola turned it over 9 times before they scored a bucket. Since that time, though, just 5 turnovers, and they've done a much better job of handling the pressure, not just with the lack of turnovers, but attacking quickly and getting some easy opportunities. They can get a bucket here. Their defensive pressure will pick up even more. Fired. Feeds the baseline to Roberts. Dangerous pass. Garza pulls it down. Missed it from 8 feet as he was falling away. And the rebound down to Trevor Wright. Trevor into the front court for Nokomis. 3:05 third quarter. On the wing with Mason Stewart. Top of the key to Sobel. Little jab step now to Wright. Trevor spins right side. Works back. Kicks to Sobel. Carter. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Instead, he will leave it for Trevor Wright. Trevor on the right wing with Tassetti. 2:45 third quarter. Top of the key to Stewart. High post feed to Sobel. Carter back to Mason. Dribble handoff with Tassetti. 2:35 for the third quarter. Tassetti pulls it back out towards midcourt. Wants to work on Garza. Tassetti's had a hard time getting past Kevin Garza tonight. Sobel on the baseline, spins around Garza. Missed it. Rebound to Bruder. Puts it up and in. 4 for Bruder. Hugo Garza's done a nice job of bodying up Sobel. Kevin Garza's done a nice job of keeping Tassetti in front as Hugo Garza almost got an acrobatic shot to go. Rebound down to Sobel. Nokomis brings it into the front court, leading 34-25. Right for 3, left it short, and the rebound down to Hugo Garza for Arcola. Here comes Kevin Garza. Quickly down to Roberts, floats it up, left it short. Good defense in there by Bruder, and the rebound belongs to Nokomis. 110 seconds, third quarter. 34-25, Skins lead. 100 seconds for the quarter. Bruder on the wing, top of the key with Tassetti. Left wing now to Mason Stewart. Feeds the left block to Sobel. Carter spins, middle off the window, missed it. Offensive rebound, Bruder won't go. Rebound, Sobel blocked and fouled. Second foul of the half on Arcola. As Nokomis getting some makeable shots, just not going down tonight. Foul is the second on Miles Roberts. The other semifinal here will be tomorrow night between host Neoga in Cowden Herrick Beecher City. Free throw for Sobel, rimmed out. Nokomis beat Neoga in the regional last year. That was their 1,500th program win. Neoga would love another shot at him, this time on the Indians' home floor. Free throw, good for Carter. 9 for Sobel, a 10-point lead. For Nokomis, it just does not feel like that. It has really been a challenge here tonight for the Skins. 80 seconds, third quarter. Franco dribbles all the way under the hoop, kicks to Byard, open for 3, missed it, and the rebound back tapped by Stewart, picked up by Evan Herbstreit. Stewart, a bullet pass to Sobel off the window is good from the left side. What a find from Stewart. Full court pressure. Garza breaks it. Crosses over. Bounce past the Hugo Garza. Didn't handle it cleanly. Now he's blocked and fouled by Herbstreit. If Hugo can catch that cleanly, he has an easy layup. As Kevin Garza broke that pressure about as good as you can do it with the bounce. Got past Tassetti on the sideline. Crossed over in the middle of the floor. Then found an open teammate. Fouling Herbstreit his first. Free throw for Garza is too strong. 56.7 seconds for the third quarter. 37-25, Nokomis leading. Second free throw for Hugo Garza. Good. Gets 1 out of 2. Makes it 37-26, Nokomis. They've led the entire way. Tassetti crosses the timeline. Again, Kevin Garza all over him. Really good on-ball defender. Down on the block to Bruder. Kicks out to Sobel, right side of the key. Into the hands of Tassetti. 38 seconds for the third quarter. This has been a fast-moving ball game. Not many timeouts. As Tassetti in the corner, it goes to Stewart. Mason Stewart. He will take his time. Now picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Poked away by Byard. Mason picks it up right on the sideline. Across the floor to Bruder. 15 seconds for the quarter. Nokomis has held with the final shot the first two quarters and did not get a good look. Can they get a good one here? 7 seconds. Back to Tassetti. Volleyball spike line. 5 seconds. Got to go. Feeds the left wing. Stewart open for three at the horn, and he buried it. Mason Stewart, a three ball at the buzzer. And after three, it is Nokomis 40, Arcola 26. You're listening to the 1A Nioga Regional Semifinal on WSMI. 40-26, Nokomis leading Arcola as we get set for the money quarter. More basketball still to come tonight from the 2A Southwestern Regional semifinal game between Staunton and Alton Marquette. That is up next here on FM 106. As on the attack, Franco is fouled. More regional basketball tomorrow night from Carlisle. Hillsboro faces Trenton Westland live at 7. Greenville and Litchfield from the Southwestern Regional will follow at around 8:30. Baseline out of bounds. A foul went on Herbstreit, his second. Into the hands of Byard on the baseline. Tried to pass it back towards the center of the lane. It was deflected right back to him and out of bounds off of Nokomis. Might have a wet spot on the floor. We do. Nioga has some youngsters manning the mops here today, so they will come out collegiate NBA style and get that taken care of. 7:47 for the ball game. Thursday night, we will re-air the last three Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers postseason victories, both sectional games and the super sectional, beginning 6:30 Thursday night here on FM 106. A turnover as Sabo tipped it, picked up by Stewart, who lays it up and in. 13 for Mason Stewart. So that'll be 6:30 Thursday night as Bruder deflects it out. It'll stay with Arcola. That'll be the Plains triple overtime game, the sectional final against Greenville, and the super sectional win over Midwest Central. We'll re-air all three Thursday night at 6:30, getting you set for Redbird Arena and Friday night in the state semifinal, Hillsboro and Chicago Marshall. That'll be a 5:30 tip, 5:15 pregame Friday here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Here's Franco for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Sobel. Outlet pass deflected away by Franco, picked up by Arcola. Byard for three, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Roberts, and he's fouled. That was a nice job by Franco on that outlet pass. He had his back to the play and just timed it perfectly, stuck his hand in the air, and deflected it away. The foul on Bruder, his third. Free throw for Roberts, good. 10 for Roberts. Nokomis won the third quarter 12-5. They've won the first three quarters, led 10-6 after one, 28-21 at the half. It was 40-26 after three. It's now 42-27. Drew Johnson checks in for the Skins as Bruder will take a seat. Second free throw for Roberts is good. He got the pair. 11 for Miles Roberts. Now Nokomis throws it away. Mason Stewart airmailed that right out of bounds. What hustle from Trevor Wright. That's going to be Nokomis ball. That ball was going out of bounds. Byard decided to let it go. He tried to block Wright out. Trevor went into the air and deflected the ball off of Byard's leg out of bounds. What a great play from Trevor Wright. Into Johnson, off the window, missed it. Rebound, Sobel, finish, good. 13 for Sobel. Give Trevor Wright the assist on that after the great hustle. That was fantastic. That will not show up in a stat sheet, but that might be the play of the game for Nokomis just because of the pure hustle nature of it. Now Sobel comes up with a steal as he jumped into the passing lane and then throws it right away. Ben Crane for Arcola. He sends it into the Purple Rider bench for their 17th turnover. 6.5 minutes for the game. 44-28 Nokomis. Hasn't been pretty for the Skins tonight, but they've never trailed. They will have to play better on Friday night, though, if they want to advance out of this regional. Drew Johnson on the left wing, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 6:17 for the ball game. Nokomis leads Arcola 44-28. You're listening to the 1A Nioga Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nioga. Nokomis leading 44-28. 6:17 to play in the ballgame. The winner onto the regional final on Friday night. If Nokomis is there, we'll have live coverage at 7, immediately following our state semifinal coverage from Redbird Arena with Hillsboro and Chicago Marshall. 6:15 for the ball game. Comus won a regional last year, beat Neoga in the championship game, then bowed out to Central A&M in the sectional on Central A&M's home floor. The sectional at Altamont this year. Comus lost the regional final to host Altamont 2 years ago. That was Sobel's freshman year. Carter on the left wing in his junior season. Now that ball is deflected away off of Arcola. It belonged to the Purple Riders. Eighth Nokomis turnover. Thought it was off of Arcola. It looked like it was, but then at the last second, touched by Nokomis. 5:45 for the ball game. 44-28. Nokomis has led the entire way. Jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Arcola had 9 turnovers before they had a point. Down to Roberts, rejected by Sobel. Picked up by Stewart. Now Mason will slow it up. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Evan Herbstreit to the table. He'll check in for Nokomis at the next whistle. Right goes left side in the corner with Tassetti. Alex high above his head, top of the key to Bruder. On the right wing with Trevor Wright. Trevor wants to wait for Sobel to post. Instead, top of the key to Stewart it goes. Tassetti on the left wing. 5 minutes for the ball game. Left block to Sobel. Carter spins middle, draws a crowd, missed it, and the rebound down to Miles Roberts for Arcola. Lead pass to Byard. He has to save it, and then he goes off of, I think he's got it off of Stewart. It'll be Arcola ball as Byard went crashing into the stage here right in front of our broadcast position on the north end. 4:55 for the game, and it goes to Roberts. Off to Franco. Left side of the key to Ben Crane. Ball fake, got Tassetti in the air. Back to Franco. Alec Davila has checked in for Arcola. Left side of the key in the corner to Ben Crane. He wants the three. Got it. Ben Crane knocks down the three ball. His first bucket of the night. 44-31. Now Crane comes up with a near steal, but he was on the baseline. Good anticipation that time from Ben Crane. Full court pressure from the Purple Riders. And he goes to Sobel underneath his own hoop. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it for Herbstreit, who's fouled in the backcourt by Crane. Ball went right to head coach Greg Gissner, and then he slammed the ball in frustration. 4:27 to play, 44-31 to Comus. Trevor Wright looking. Gets it into Tassetti. He's trapped in the corner, gets it away to Wright. Trevor races into the front court, gets to the middle of the lane, kicks back to Sobel, puts it on the floor, and he was fouled. That'll stop the clock with 4:19 to play. Just the fourth team foul. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. 13 points apiece for Sobel and Stewart. 10 points for Trevor Wright. Into the hands of Bruder. Out front with Tassetti. Alex has just 2 points tonight. Picked up the dribble. Leaves it for Bruder. Oh, backdoor nicely right off the window. It's good. Trevor Wright now with a dozen. That was a beautiful give and go. A 15-point lead for Nokomis halfway through the fourth quarter. Across the timeline comes Arcola. Into the hands of Byard. Backdoor Crane underneath the hoop. Dribbles into the corner. Leaves it for Roberts. Missed it from 15. And the rebound down to Isaiah Bruder. Arcola has to get up in pressure now, trailing 46-31. Trevor Wright comes across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Now he picks it up off to Sobel out near midcourt. Bounce pass across the floor to Tassetti. 3:20 for the ball game. Nokomis in a high stack set right now, working clock. Tassetti takes the pass from Sobel. Sobel at the free throw line into the hands of Trevor Wright. Now Nokomis clears down to the baseline. In the corner with Mason Stewart. 3 minutes, ball game. 46-31. Nokomis leading. Into the hands of Wright on the wing. Trevor puts it on the deck with the left hand. Leaves it for Stewart. Tough shot. He got it to go. Had to hang in midair and make the adjustment. Mason Stewart with 15. 48-31 Nokomis. 2:45. Franco got caught in the air on the baseline. Gets it away to Crane. the foul line. Roberts will hit it. Miles Roberts with 13, and Arcola takes a timeout. 2:36 for the ball game. Nokomis 48, Arcola 33. Back to Nioga in the regional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. 2:36 to play, 48-33. Nokomis leading here at Nioga on your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois. WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Right, long pass to Tassetti. Leaves it off for Bruder. Back to right, 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Trevor attacks, got caught in the air, tried to leave it for Stewart. Mason leaps, winds up in the second row, and saves it back to Sobel. We'll be at Redbird Arena Friday night for Hillsboro and Chicago Marshall, 2A girls state semifinal, 5:30. Pre-game about 5:15 right here on FM 106. We'll have that special re-airing of the two sectional wins and the super sectional win for Hillsboro Thursday night at 6:30 here on FM 106. They have played some thrilling games on this road to Redbird Arena. Two awesome games in the sectional, a triple overtime win, and then a game that they came from behind, went down to the wire against Greenville, then a wire-to-wire win against Midwest Central last night. We'll have all three of those broadcasts for you Thursday night, 6:30. Get you set for the state semifinals on Friday. We know the Toppers will play two more games, and they have pushed their season to the max. You won't be able to play any later than they will play this weekend. Sammy Matouche, 49 points away from 11th on the all-time scoring list. She could wind up real close to 2,900. Minute 53 for the ball game, 48-33. Tacoma's going to play for the regional title on Friday night. We'll have live coverage of that championship game after our state tournament coverage here on WSMI. They moved up the start time this year to 5:30 from 6, so that's going to allow us to have two live games for you Friday night, a state semifinal with Hillsboro and a regional final here from Nioga with Nokomis. 90 seconds for the game and a foul on Arcola. That's their seventh. That puts them over the limit, and it will send Alex Tassetti to the free throw line. And you know, there's a lot of similarities, too, between the way Brett Teakin runs his program at Hillsboro and the way Steve Kimbrough runs the program here at Nokomis. Tenacious, tough, and they will play anybody, anywhere. And those attributes really benefit them when they get into postseason play, and we've seen that for Hillsboro this year. They have refused to lose on this postseason run. Free throw for Tassetti, good. Brett Teakin played in the state tournament in the early 80s for Steve Kimbrough. Of course, won the state tournament as Hillsboro's coach with Hope Schulte, Maria Pretner, and that crew back in 2006. Now he's going back to Redbird Arena on Friday night. The date with Dorothy Gators and the powerful Marshall Commandos. Tassetti gets both free throws. He has four. 80 seconds ball game. That ball is jarred loose from Franco. Sobel on the floor. Look at the hustle as we near the final minute of this regional in the 17-point lead. Carter Sobel diving on the floor. 70 seconds for the game. Bruder out front, fouled by Alec Davila. And that will send Bruder to the charity stripe with 68 seconds to play. The Comas now will await the winner of tomorrow night's semifinal between host Nioga and Cowden-Herrick Beecher City. Cowden-Herrick Beecher City beat Hume Shiloh last night 76-57. Nioga's the 3, CHBC the 11 seed. Arcola empties their bench as their fans give a nice round of applause to their starters as they come out of the ball game. Free throw for Bruder, good. Seconds for the game. Sobel is headed towards the sideline. I think Drew Johnson's going to check in for him, and now Coach Kimbrough will empty his bench as well. Nick Masher going to check in. Benny Clavin is in. Kendon Nodal is in. And Drew Johnson is on the floor. 68 seconds for the ball game. Free throw for Bruder is no good. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds off of Arcola. It'll stay with Nokomis. 66 seconds to play, 51-33. Nokomis looking to get it in, and they will do so with Nodal. As we approach the final minute, Nokomis started fast. They forced Arcola into 9 turnovers before the Purple Riders even scored a point. Nodal on the baseline. Kendall with 48 seconds for the ball game. Back door to Clavin. Got it. Benny Clavin has a bucket. 53-33. It's a 20-point lead. Down on the block for Cam Roberts. Rattled out, and the rebound down to Clavin. Benny just a sophomore, as is Nodal and Herbstreit. 20 seconds for the game, and Clavin fouled out front. That'll stop the clock with 21 and a half seconds to play, and free throws for Benny Clavin. Benny Clavin will get a lot more varsity minutes next year. Free throw for Benny, off the heel too strong. Rebound is tapped around, picked up by Masher. 15 seconds. Looks like Nokomis just going to hold it now. 10 seconds into the hands of Clavin. 8 seconds. 53-33 going to be the final here tonight as Nokomis will play for a regional championship on Friday here in Neoga as they beat Arcola 53-33. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Neoga following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Neoga as the gymnasium empties out. Nokomis a 20-point winner tonight. They beat Arcola 53-33. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Arcola had 9 turnovers before the Purple Riders even scored a point. And then from that point, they did hang tough for the second and third quarters, but just too much Nokomis as Nokomis never lost a quarter tonight. Led 10-6 after one, 28-21 at the half, 40-26 after three, and they win it 53-33. It was a balanced scoring effort tonight. Mason Stewart leads the way with 15, 13 for Carter Sobel, a dozen for Trevor Wright, 4 points for Alex Tassetti, 3 points for Isaiah Bruder, 2 points apiece for Evan Herbstreit and Benny Clavin. I had Nokomis for just 8 turnovers tonight. Arcola finishes with 18 turnovers, so they actually did a much better job taking care of the basketball. Half of those turnovers were in about the first 4 minutes. They were led in scoring by Miles Roberts with 13, a dozen for Caleb Byard, 3 points for Kevin Garza, 3 points for Ben Crane, 2 points for Hugo Garza. For Nokomis, their season continues on. They are now 26-6, and they will play for a regional championship on Friday night. They will get either Neoga or Cowden-Herrick Beecher City. That semifinal will be tomorrow night here in Neoga at 7 o'clock. And we'll have the regional final with Nokomis for you live on Friday night. We will start at Redbird Arena in the 2A state semifinals with Hillsboro and Chicago Marshall. That'll be on the air around 5:15, tip at 5:30. And then we'll be live here at Neoga for Nokomis as they try to win a regional for the second straight year and the 15th time under longtime head coach Steve Kimbrough. I want to thank the fine folks here at Neoga. Their athletic director, Mike Taylor, and all the fine folks did a nice job hosting this regional tournament here tonight, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on FM 106. The final one more time from Neoga. It is Nokomis 53, Arcola 33. The Skins will play for the regional title on Friday night. I am Tim Mize. That is going to wrap it up here from Neoga. Let's send you off now to Southwestern for a 2A regional semifinal between Staunton and Alton Marquette. We join WSMI's Gary Boker.